Hello again, and welcome to our program. We're here with a little strength for today and hope for tomorrow. We're looking at the word sing, singing unto the Lord. The first time you find the word sing in the Bible, Exodus 15:1, it said, I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord. Psalm 59:17 says, unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Then finally in Revelation 15:3, we read, and they sing the song of Moses, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways. We have this program on to just get alone with the Lord and worship him, and singing is a major part of worshiping the Lord. The hymn writer has written a song, I know not why God's wondrous grace to me hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own, but I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now we're going to personalize this hymn and make it a prayer unto the Lord. And you'll notice the first verse says, I know not why thy wondrous grace to me thou hast made known, nor why unworthy Christ, thou in love redeem me for thy own, but I know whom I have believed in. Verse 2, I know not how thy saving grace to me you did impart, nor how believing in thy word brought peace within my heart. I have personalized it and made it a prayer. I've done this for many years. I get alone with the Lord in the morning and spend some time singing back to him. I think the angels plug their ears when I sing, but the Lord doesn't. God made the crows as well as the canaries, and you're going to sing unto the Lord. You don't have to be on key all the time. You just have to have your heart right. And so we're going to look at this today, and I challenge you to sing along with this personalized hymn. I know not why thy wondrous grace to me thou hast made known. No, I unworthy, thou in love redeemed me for your own.